On my pal, Jesse Ka. It is Jazz Realism coming to you live here, 101. Boca, South Florida. I have decided not to say the suffix of the city I live in because it's up for debate. Nobody's telling me what it is, so fuck it, all of you for, like, not having my back. I'm joking. Anyway, I had to call my friend to get some topics because I'm tired. So the topics are going to just go, and you know how it, if you listen to prior podcasts, you know how it goes. Okay, so here we go. I feel like I want to save the best for last. So I'm going to do just that. Number one, his topic was whiskey versus Irish whiskey. And then whiskey versus vodka. I said, that's all, that's enough already. Like, but no, so again, that's a good starter at her, actually. I suppose the difference between whiskey and Irish whiskey, actually, I've never really understood. And bourbon, like, bourbon is more whiskey-like, and then there's Irish whiskey, which I think Irish whiskey is more like scotch. So there's that. Like, Jameson's is Irish whiskey, but it tastes more like a scotch. Bourbon in, like, Crown Royal would be, I feel, more intact with each other. I prefer Jameson all day long, so I'm more of a scotch, Irish whiskey type of gal, because, you know, I am Irish. I think, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, I'm definitely Irish, but I'm definitely French. Also, the next topic was whiskey versus vodka. Well, whiskey makes me a little nutty, all right? Vodka actually puts me in a respectable place. So, and a story. Vodka was the first alcohol I ever drank in my entire life. And I call my brother, I'm like 15, barfing everywhere. We went to these firefighters' houses because, you know, we looked a little older than we probably should have looked. And we went out to just go to, like, Skate Odyssey or something, but, you know. Nope, that's not where we went. We went to these firefighters that were probably just, like, fresh out of, like, school, or 20, 21 themselves. So it's a 6-year difference. So it's really not that bad, but it's still, you know, bad. I mean, no, different generations. So at the end of the day, I took 3 shots back to back of vodka straight. I was so fucked up. First time ever drinking in my life. Except that one time I had a beer with my dad at the Red Sox or the whatever the fucking thing is in that. It was the Redbirds, that's what it was. Which was like the bottom of the cup, so it was just like backwashing beer. Just to be like, Dad, please, let me try it. I was like, you know, Emma's age. And he's like, yeah, here you go. Just like a little bit. And I was like, that's not fair. You let Ryan try like the first sip. I think it's respectable that every parent lets their child try those. No, I'm going to stop talking now because, like, I'm just being silly. At the end of the day, it's just beer, guys. It's just beer. Everybody needs to chill the fuck out. Everybody gets so offended and so opinionated about shit. And they probably don't even have an IQ that's worth listening to. The last statement ended on 420, so I know that's legitimate. So basically, I get shit-faced. I call my brother, and I'm like, Ryan, I'm so fucked up. So him and my other brother, who's not blood-related, but he's our brother, come and they walk downstairs. My dad was in Iraq at the time, so my mom was, like, renovating the house and blah, 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 blah. Always doing something to occupy her mind, which is understandable. And they walk downstairs and they say, I'm going to get Jess and Philwell. And I think my mom kind of had an idea because I think I was more towards like the 16 side of things. So you need to tell me, right? And she's like painting the walls again. Like, you need to tell me right now what's going on. And Ryan's had to tell her again. I respect him. I wasn't pissed. So she goes, no, I'll go get Jess. So she picks me up, screams at me, and hits every single bump on purpose on the way home. I'm dry heaving at this point. And she didn't even like let me have an, I think like she eventually let me have an ibuprofen, but she's like, nah, you're gonna learn a lesson. So maybe that's why me and vodka connect so much, because we have a past history. Whiskey, I've always tried to fight people, so I try to stay away from that. All right, next question you asked me was, oh, I had to tell a story about, so, like, I notice this sometimes in public bathrooms. Why do people feel the need to call people when they're like doing their due diligence of relieving their, like, body of toxins? Like, the last thing I want to do is call somebody when I'm in the bathroom, but I hear, like, I hear it in stalls next to me, and it thoroughly disturbs me. It really does. Like, why would you want to call your boyfriend when you're taking a shit in a public bathroom? It happens all the time. You ladies are not ladies, and it's disgusting. Like, if your boyfriend knew how badly you're smelling up this goddamn public restroom, he wouldn't want to touch you ever again. You've got to stop. Like, I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing out, but I don't want to talk to anybody when I'm taking a piss. I mean, if I'm on the phone with you already and you're like family and we've been talking for 2 hours and I just have to take a little tinkle, I'll just put you on mute and be like, hey, I'm just letting you know. I'm disclosing the fact that I'm taking a piss and I'm putting you on mute, but you're not going to like be involved in it. I'm just muting you. So if you like don't like hang up on me if I don't respond to your questions or don't ask me anything, because I'm muting you. It's like, I just don't get it. Like, this girl the other day, I was, just going to the bathroom. I was going to pee. I was taking a piss. And this girl walks in and I'm like washing my hands, refreshing my face. And she's like, then I start gagging. Like, I literally was gagging. And I don't mean that rude, but I was. Because she's taking this like raunchy ass shit. And I hear her. She has her phone on speakerphone. And she's calling. And then a guy answers, hey baby, like, why the fuck? And like, does he even know? Like, I'm literally green at this point because of disgusting it smells in here. And you're okay with, like, I don't know. People are just so strange to me. So I'll end it there. I just always said I do my podcast once a week. And it just really, like, it annoyed the shit out of me. I don't understand it, why you would ever do that. It's disgusting. And what guy would really be like attracted to her after that? Like, you're sitting here taking a goddamn dump, calling me, having a casual conversation on speakerphone in a public restroom when you're making other people gag in there. That's just disgusting. So let's all just, going to the bathroom should be a personal thing. It flabbergasts me. Never do that. Maybe I'm a little more ladylike than I thought. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Jess Realism 101. Later.